Passage 15. A sizzling market for MBAs in the U.S. While young technicians weighing B-school against immediate opportunity might logically question the value of an MBA, placement officials and corporate hiring chiefs say demand for the credential is as robust as ever in high technology, as well as consulting and finance. It's a great market for MBAs, says Ilse Evans, Director of Career Services at the University of California, Berkeley's Hayes School of Business, whose graduates typically enjoy multiple offers. 80% of the second-year students at the University of Virginia returned to campus last fall with job offers already in hand, says the astonished B-School Dean, Edward Snyder. So intense is the pressure on students to accept, many companies dangle exploding bonuses that disappear after a certain time, that the University of Chicago last fall sent a letter to employers insisting that MBA students be allowed 6 weeks to mull an offer. But the reality is that corporate America is hungry for managers with technical, marketing, and financial expertise and the know-how to motivate people. Using the Wharton name opened an infinite number of doors, says Gary Orenstein, 31, who graduated in 1997 and is now Director of Marketing for Nishan Systems Incorporated, a starting data networking company in San Jose, California. The number of Wharton grads entering venture capital firms more than doubled between 1998 and 1999, and 19% of the class of 2000 has accepted jobs with high-tech firms. Sun Microsystems Incorporated plans to hire 40 to 50 MBAs this spring to fill slots in finance, marketing, and operations, about the same number it has hired in each of the past several years, says John Featherstone, Director of Corporate Employment. And the biggest market for tech-savvy MBAs is now the Fortune 500, companies like FedEx, GTE, and Citibank that are aggressively preparing to deal online with both consumers and suppliers. A growing number are heading for jobs in high technology.